Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
I'm Danielle Sosin. I live in Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm going to read to you from my novel, The Long Shining Waters. 1622. The river splits around a black rock with a white cap of snow before sliding back under the ice and over the little waterfall. Bullhead squats to rest for a moment near the small stretch of open water. There are two bubbling lines streaming out from the rock in a pattern the shape of flying geese. Walking up from the big water has tired her. She had hacked a hole in the ice at a place that felt right, but there, as in her usual spots, the net had come up dripping and empty. Fish, her mouth waters, trout, salmon, whitefish, herring, cooking on sticks near a crackling fire. She would turn them slowly until they were done just right. For 2 days, they've eaten soup cooked from pieces of hide, lichen, and the stringy inner layers of bark. Night cloud snared a rabbit, but it was small and shared mostly with little cedar. How proud Bullhead was of Standing Bird as he sat solemnly with his broth, the smell of cooked rabbit thick in the air, cramping her own stomach over and over with a desire more insistent than any passion she'd known. A wind moves through the pines, and they toss and creak, dropping small bits of snow to the ground. Little cedar grows vulnerable. She has seen it many times before, the slowed response to what usually excites, and the dullness that settles over the eyes like a snake as it begins to molt. She made a decoction of dried oxeye root to give strength to the boy's limbs, but its effect was mild. If only she'd had the root newly pulled, not dried, she could have chewed it and spit the softened bits directly onto his arms and legs. The rock and water make a gurgling music, and the faint light plays in the streaming bubbles. Bullhead can hear Gray Rabbit working in the woods, her bone rasping against the high rock wall as she scrapes lichen to add to the soup. How quickly the soup leaves her stomach feeling empty, without even pumpkin blossom left for thickening. Bullhead takes in a long, weary breath. The air smells of old snow and open water. Across the river, a chickadee sits perched on an icy limb. Its feathers are puffed around its body, causing its head to look small. Even the little birds make their own way, not nearly so weak as her kind, who are born without feathers, warm fur, or thick hide. She pulls off her rabbit skin mitt, looks at her fingers, the mean scar on her thumb. Yes, the Anishinaabe were given the power to dream, and yet they are so fragile, so dependent, that they must take the very skins of other animals and wear them over their own to stay warm. The chickadee sits puffed on its limb. The river water is dark, but also light in the places where it carries the color of the clouds. Bullhead follows the movement of the water. It slides in smooth sheets, circles, and bends, wrinkling in lines that shrink and expand. Constant, constant, constantly changing. Always the river, yet never the same. Slowly, the waters claim her, and her thoughts dissolve into the current. Gone is Bullhead, mother of three, gone daughter, sister, clan member, widow. There is just the swift water as it twirls and glides, moves in smooth sheets that carry her downstream.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.